The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now over the phone is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Ben. How you going?
I'm doing well. It's certainly a lot better than everybody involved in this tragic situation of Aishwarya Ashwath, who died at Perth Children's Hospital in the waiting room after being stuck there for hours at the beginning of last month. The blame game is in full swing. What's the latest?
Yeah, the National Medical Watchdog is set to investigate two emergency department nurses following the death of seven-year-old Aishwarya. The Australian Nursing Federation says these nurses are being made scapegoats for the state government. And the nurses, we understand, are being referred to the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Authority. Now, that authority has the power to cancel the registration of medical practitioners, limit their ability to practice, and issue formal reprimands. So initially, this was very much being badged as a system failure and not something that was to be made personal. But it appears now that it is going to get personal because these nurses will be sent to the watchdog to be investigated.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens from here, because we know on that particular night there were staff who had called in sick. We also know there was a lot of junior staff there. And we know that the system has really been under pressure for months, if not years. And that obviously has had some sort of, you know, sort of contributing effect to what we saw happen. It's interesting now that, you know, maybe two staff members might be singled out as the real reason that could have happened.
Exactly. And I mean, this is the thing. The health minister has come out and said, look, the hospital system right across the board is under pressure. There are resource pressures, you know, in various hospitals, including Perth Children's Hospital. And there's been a devastating consequence here. Interesting that these nurses had been somewhat protected. And as we understand, still in the emergency department up until a point earlier in the week when that suddenly changed. So it'll be interesting to see what this authority comes up with in terms of their findings and, you know, whether these nurses are still able to practice after they've gone through the investigation.
Yeah, exactly. The Health Minister, Roger Cook, warned everybody in Western Australia not to serve as judge and jury over the medical staff, but now it looks like the watchdog will be a literal judge and jury.